Hi there, Chad. Chad, my name is Paul. Happy Thursday. How's your day going?
It's going okay.
Good. So Ray wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how everything would work, everything that would be included, of course, answer all of your questions. Did you have any questions for me at this point, maybe other than the price?
Yeah, well, I mean, I need to know what the breakdown of it is, the price wise, and what that ensures that we're getting, and
okay,
if I'm not getting the leads, am I still paying for them, kind of deal.
Okay, so it's not a pay-per-lead service. You're not getting, like, a phone number that you have to follow up with. You're not going to be in a bidding war with your competitors that got that exact same lead. So it's nothing at all like, say, Angie or Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack. We're going to put you on the first page of Google and Bing for the keywords related to your services. So people don't need to know the name of your company, but if they're looking for garage door installation or garage door repair or any of the services that you want to be found for, they'll find your business on that first page of Google and Bing when they do that search. Of course, your website will be there, and the calls that you get will be directly to you from someone who saw your website and then decided to call you. So it's a very high conversion rate. It's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. In this case, it's exactly $299.00. It bills once a month for that exact amount.
Okay, and what do y'all guarantee out of that?
So that package includes first page placement on Google and Bing. You'll have all the additional destinations and directories that are important to Google. I notice you already have a Yelp listing. Yelp is one of the directories that Google indexes. We will create everything else, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, etc. There's also Facebook paid ads included in that package, so it will easily and quickly cover your entire service area.
Okay. All right. So for $300 a month, that's what y'all just pretty much make sure I stay on. And how many areas does that cover?
That's what I was just going to say. So you're operating out of the 30248 zip code, right?
Yeah, that is one of the areas that I use. I used to live there, but I don't live there no more, but that's where I built my business out of.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, but it is still part of your service area, though, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And you do travel. I mean, Ray said you'll go a little bit. How far would you be willing to go, like, on a regular basis? 50 miles?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of spread out.
Okay.
I go to... because I probably live 20 minutes out from where I used to, so I don't know, like, all
okay.
the zip codes, but that's
yeah.
Locust Grove. We go into McDonough, which we pretty much service all, we'll service all Henry County, Griffin, Butts County, Monroe, Fayetteville, kind of those areas. There's only two of us, so we can't get too crazy, but.
Got it. So, now, we can target anywhere in your service area. If your service area changes, we can adjust that too. So we don't draw a big circle around you. We can go farther in a specific direction versus another direction. We can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods that you most want to be found. Zaskin, really, so that I can kind of get you a good answer to your question about how many calls you can expect, I'll do a 40-mile radius just to give you kind of a rough estimate. But even so, this is only populating the nine of the most popular search phrases. That's not an exhaustive search at all. I mean, dozens of other things people can type in, as long as it's still related to the garage door services that you provide, you can still be found for those searches. Typically, a search like this would generate between 75 and 80% of the total number of searches. So, you know, we can scale it up from here, and especially if we're going to include a larger service area. But in the last 30 days, a 40-mile service area, for the 9 most popular search phrases related to the garage door services that you provide, there was 1,814 searches. Now, that's not 1,800 people doing a single search. People do search a couple of times in a couple of different ways, but in that last 30 days. Now, Google's been pretty upfront with us. It always seems to be the case that regardless of the area, regardless of the industry, the businesses that are on the first page do see from 1% to 2% of the total number of searches for their services to translate into direct phone calls. So roughly 1,800 searches, 1% would be 18, 2% would be 36. Again, we could scale that up, you know, to add additional keywords that people can type in and call you for, or if we scale up that from 40 miles to 50 miles or something like that. But if you're getting 20 or 25 phone calls on the low end, maybe 40 or even 50 phone calls a month on the high end from someone who would have most likely looked at your website before they decided to call you, even a modest conversion rate with those types of numbers would have you not only profitable, but maybe even cherry-picking a little bit, being selective with the jobs that you take since it's just a couple of you. It's not meant to inundate you with more work than you can take on, and of course it's also not designed for companies that are struggling or starving just to keep their doors open, but if you can handle a little bit more work here and there, this will keep that steady stream of phone calls coming your way. It's going to have that great conversion tool, that website that you already have, put out there in front of more eyes that are in that exact moment trying to find someone who can work on their garage door, repair it or replace it. So, I mean, obviously, you've got that website for a reason. This is going to get it in front of more people that need your services.
Okay. All right. I mean, it sounds good, but every time somebody tells me it sounds good, because I'm actually with Angie's List right now, and
how's that service working for you?
It's weird.
Because
I play a flat rate, and I definitely don't see every month my what I put into it, I get back out of it. So
not every month. Okay. No, you're not the first person to say that. I mean, obviously, you know, I've been with the company myself for over 12 years. I've talked to a lot of business owners over the years that are using Angie Leads, or even you go back far enough, it was Home Advisor. Actually, you go back more than 10 years, it was Service Magic. It's all the same company with the same business model where they capture leads and then they kind of flip them. They sell the same lead that you get to a handful of your competitors. It's a phone number that you have to chase down. You're kind of in a bidding war. Sometimes you get the lead hours or even a day or more after one of your competitors got that exact same lead. So it's hard sometimes to not only get a high enough return on investment, but sometimes hard just getting in touch with people, and it still counts as a qualified lead. So obviously this takes that completely out of the equation. You're getting calls directly to you. Now, I did send you a link to our pricing page. Of course, we are not Google. If anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google for something like this, they're simply telling stories. Although Google makes these calls to businesses, it's just for the ones that have at least 100 locations or more, so kind of the nationwide or regional chains. Anything less than that, it falls to the responsibility of the Google partners. Google started a partnership program almost 10 years ago. We were part of that program from the very beginning. We've been in business for actually over 20 years, so we definitely get our training and our updates straight from Google. We're LocalSplash, localsplash.com is our website, and I sent you a link to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/pricing. You can, of course, navigate the rest of the website from there, but I wanted you to see exactly what you'd be getting for that $299 package. If you have not already and you can, please do put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, I don't have very good service.
Okay. That's okay. So, I mean, obviously you're going to track your success, 24/7 access. The information, the reports update throughout the day, almost real-time reporting. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search. We call it your client dashboard because it's more than just tracking. I mean, obviously, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. You can manage your online reviews, your reputation online. I mean, you'll have multiple platforms, like I said. Most of them allow someone to write a review. Wherever the reviews originate, they repopulate right on your tracking system. So from one place, your client dashboard, you can request reviews or respond to reviews. Makes it very easy for you to stay on top of that. Now, like I said, we've been around since 2004, more than 20 years of industry experience. I've been with the company myself since 2013, over 12 years. You'd be in really good hands with us. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. That's clients using our service. And, you know, even though it's month to month, our clients keep the service because it works. Nobody cancels on profit. Now, below that blue tinted photo, of course, that outlines a few of the things that we do early on. Below that, it says Google Ads Partner, and there's the box. It's our badge of authenticity. It's provided to us by Google, certainly not copy and pasted off the internet. You can click on it. It goes directly to Google.com where it says Google Premier Partner. If you click on that, it will take you to Google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local/ is a Google partner. And again, that ensures your success. Google started the partnership program to help small and medium-sized businesses see the highest return on investment advertising through Google. And of course, like I said, we get our updates and our training from Google. Even if Google makes changes to their PAC algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time. So you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors. If you go back to the packages, go back to the link that I sent out to you, scroll past the top three. That's with Google pay-per-click ads or AdWords. Those are a little bit pricey, $5, $10, $15 per click. The minimum is $300 just to include those in your package. But if you go to the bottom three, the Platinum package is what we're talking about here. So it's $299, but it's not for the Essential package. It's simply 50% off the Platinum package. Everything on here with the one exception of the landing page, because you already have a website. We don't need to create a landing page for you. But the original $100 of Facebook or Meta ads, that's still included, even though I cut the cost of the package. I did not reduce the ad spend for the Facebook ads. That's about 400 clicks, because Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So $100 goes a very long way. It's a great way to get your business out there, especially for someone who might have already done a search on Google or Bing for your services. Those Facebook ads will retarget that same exact potential customer who you know is in your service area looking for someone who does what you do. Now, like I said, it's not going to be the $5.99 with the $2.99 setup fee. I would, in fact, be more than happy to reduce the cost of that package from $5.99 down to $2.99. If you move forward today, I'll even waive your setup fee. That means you're going to be saving $599 in your first month. You'll save $300 every month after that. So it's even better than getting the first month for this cost of the setup fee. It's not going to go up to $5.99. It would stay at that $2.99. That's an out-the-door cost, and it's a fixed rate that'll never go up no matter how long you keep the service. It's an exact amount, too. We're not here to nickel and dime you. As a pricing director, I'm here to make this simple, straightforward, and affordable for you. So it would bill exactly for that $2.99 on a month-to-month basis. There's no contract. So, of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. I mean, if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, I mean, if necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally, but as long as you're happy and using the service, it would bill once a month for that exact amount of $2.99.
Okay. Well, let's try it.
Now, the business name, as I see it, is Next Level Garage Doors, and that's how you want it to be branded online, right?
Yes.
And, of course, nextlevelgaragedoors.com is the website address. And then your first name is Chad, right? C-H-A-D?
Yeah, well, it's actually my middle name.
Okay. You go by Chad.
I go by Chad.
What is your last name?
It's McCraney.
Could you spell that?
It's M-C-C-R-A-N-I-E.
R-A-N-I-E?
Yep.
Okay. And then Ray has the nlgaragedoors@gmail.com is a good email address for you?
It is.
Okay. Now, that's really for us to contact you regarding your account. I mean, we do use phone, text, and email. Emails are typically for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, unless that's your preferred method of contact. Did you have any particular preferences to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of those. Probably.
All of them? Okay. That's
a lot of times I don't always read my emails right
okay.
up front.
Yeah, and like I said, like unless you say that email is your preferred choice, we would normally reach out to you by phone. If we don't reach you, we'll send a text message. Your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go to the customer. There's not like a physical address or brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you would want the public to know about, right?
Right.
And that's kind of how Google expects it to be since you're providing a service. Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. In fact, Google wouldn't want to put like a personal address on there. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would. Now, the next step here is to schedule what we call a client interview. It's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, or tagline, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, kind of verify information off of your website and information that I have here. I did want to do one other thing here, too, which is just to add a little bit of extra protection on the account, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question. So if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Next Level Garage Doors, even if it's you, Mr. McCraney, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to that security question. And, Chad, if anyone calls you and they identify themselves as either Google or Local Splash, they would know both the answer and the question, and if they can't give that information to you, you shouldn't entertain that phone call. And of course, if anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that would not be us, and they would not know that information. You should not talk to them. Your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Chad, which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
It's Huck, H-U-C-K.
Okay. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. Now, again, this is the exact amount of $299. I'm going to waive the setup fee for you. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Amex.
Amex. Is it Chad McCraney on that card? Any middle initial or the business name?
It's Marcus McCraney.
You said Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said it was an Amex. That should start with a 3. They all do. Chad, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's 3779. 8685-2861009.
And then the expiration month and year?
3-27.
And then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
7143.
I've got 7143. You said that was March or 03 of 2027, right, for the expiration?
Yeah, 03 of 2027.
Okay, 03 of 27, and you said the card itself was 3779-8685-286109.
Correct.
What is the billing address of that card?
It's 30... Homestead Circle.
Is that in Locust Grove?
No, that's in Precise.
Okay. And then the zip code?
It's 31029.
31029. Okay. Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a welcome email, a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I'm actually driving. So.
Oh, you are. That's okay. That explains the background noise. You'll get that information by way of email in about a minute or so here. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, Chad, they will follow up with you that same business day unless they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they will follow up with you the following business day. The email address will be on that welcome email as well. Now, I did need to read what's called a voice verification because we are Google Premier partners. It's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know, again, that it's month to month, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we waived your setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, and then together we'll schedule that follow-up call with your client interview technician. I do have that voice verification pulled up, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Chad. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Next Level Garage Doors.
And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Chad, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Chad McCraney, owner of Next Level Garage Doors.
And Chad, as the owner of Next Level Garage Doors, Mr. McCraney, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that Amex in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then it's to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, Chad, because, of course, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. McCraney, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Chad, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. The reason that we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons actually, but first of all, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, but even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. We're certainly not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Chad, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that information is accurate. Mr. McCraney, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing the cost of the service, waiving the setup fee, etc., with it, of course, being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'll actually go ahead and waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 2nd of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it'll never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no hidden taxes or fees, of course, no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, and of course the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. It is a month-to-month service with recurring billing on the 2nd of the month and that exact same reduced rate of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is no contract and offered completely at will. So again, that means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation or pause it seasonally. All that we do request to prevent the charge of the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That chat is simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Mr. McCraney, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in a minute, you're going to get that welcome email. It's important not just because it has our contact information on there. Most of our emails do. Your welcome email is going to have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system is not going to be active until after we do your client interview. You can try to log in at any point in time. You just might get an error message saying we're still trying to set everything up. Now, I did want to go ahead and schedule that follow-up call. We could get you on here. It looks like the first available would actually be at 2 o'clock, and then this afternoon there's a 4, 5, or a 6. We might be a little booked out at 6, but would you want something as soon as possible or maybe towards the end of the day or a little later at least?
Probably towards the end of the day.
Towards the end of the day? So there's a 3, 4... No, there would be a 4 or a 5 o'clock, not 3 o'clock. I could possibly get you in, squeeze in one extra at 6 o'clock if that's the best time for you. Would 4, 5, or 6 work out then for you? It's about a 30, 40-minute phone call. You don't have to be in front of a computer. 6?
Let's do 5.
Five, okay. It'll, in this case, it's going to be scheduled from 5 until 6. It is a one-hour window, but the call takes about 30, 40 minutes. You don't necessarily even have to be in front of a computer for that call. You can be working, you can be driving, as long as you can carry on a conversation. You will then, at 4 o'clock, receive an automated email that that call itself is scheduled at 5. And in a minute or so here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email address. That invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Many people do respond to it, and it's totally fine if you do. It's just going to say local/CIENG. That stands for client interview conducted in English. Oh, I did want to do one other thing here for you. Did you happen to receive... you'll get not only the welcome email, it looks like that was sent out to you. There's also one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You don't have to open that up right now, but anything that you can send, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you send our way does help us expedite the process of kind of satisfying Google that you are in the local area providing these services. So any photos of tools or equipment, your service vehicle, if you've got a business card, any of that information, like I said, it doesn't have to be everything, but anything you send our way does help. The one email that I wanted you to see, and it should have generated a text message also, is the one that says local/initial invoice. If you open up that one, it's going to say, hello, Marcus. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. A couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that? And the two words, click here?
Can you say that? So it came through a text message?
It should have come through as a text as well as an email, but it's the one that says local splash initial invoice.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So just towards the bottom of the body of the email, above where it says access your dashboard, it's going to say please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on those two words, click here. It's going to be hyperlinked to the terms of experience. Now feel free to scroll through that. Obviously, Google's our main focus, but we'll get you found on Bing too. All of that information, all the directories, the Facebook ads are included. There's actually a website included too. If you know for a fact that your website's going to be offline for more than, say, a week or two, let us know, because we'll put together a website, even if it's just as a placeholder. That's part of the service included. Now, you'll see those three boxes. We want you to click all of them, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder of the card on file, and the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, although, of course, you can stop at any time. Once you click all three of those boxes, click on the longer box that says click here, and do type in your name as it appears. I've got it in our records that you prefer Chad, but since it's Marcus on the billing, do type in Marcus McCraney and then hit confirm signature. Once you click the confirm signature, it does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee and reduced the cost of the service. It will also allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. Again, if it is asking you to log into your tracking system, you can skip that part. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now, neither of which is really true. We will send you a text and an email, let you know when your tracking system is active. At any point in time, you can try before that. You just might get a message that we're still setting everything up. It's on your welcome email that you'll see your login credentials. You can't change your username, but we made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account, so it is your phone number. The area code's included, but it's just numbers, no dashes or parentheses or spaces. So 404-456-2074, that's your username. Your default password is set to PPC Bing. You can change that at any point in time. Again, you don't have to access that now, but it is on your welcome email. Other than that, I did send out that calendar invite. Again, you don't need to respond to it. The support email is really the only email that you need, although they'll probably give you photos at localsplash.com when they do your client interview. You can email the photos team directly, but really, like I said, just send anything and everything to that support email. We'll just forward it out to the right department. Other than that, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get that going for you. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician calls you today at 5, I'll be able to say a quick hello to you and introduce you to your technician. I might already be on a call, in which case they'll take care of you. They'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. But I did want to say welcome aboard, and we're excited to get that going for you. One way or another, with or without me, our technician will be reaching out to you right at or a couple minutes after 5 o'clock today.
Okay.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Chad. You take care, and if I'm not able to say hello to you again, you have a great rest of the day, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.